with Bob Uecker and Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here tonight. An 8-2 Brewers lead in the top of the eighth inning. Abner Uribe, as we told you, takes over on the mound for the Crew. Good job by Elvis Peguero tonight. And he gets Jose Siri to lead things off in the top of the eighth. Uribe's first pitch is a slider all the way back to the backstop, and it's 1-0. Siri, of course, was hit by a pitch back in the sixth inning. You probably know all about that by now. No need to rehash it. Also hit a solo shot back in the third inning. Uribe looks in the 1-0 pitch, and he fills up the zone with a fastball at 100 miles per hour. And it's 1-1. Uribe looks in with that blue glove, and the 1-1 pitch is rolled to first base. Hoskins fields, tosses to Uribe covering, and there's one away in the eighth. Abner trying to put that last outing against the Yankees. Oh, now we have some punches being thrown as Abner, Uribe, and Siri into it, and the benches have cleared. And the Brewers are not having it. Reese Hoskins in the middle of it. And that escalated very, very quickly. Everybody's seemingly calming down now. But Siri is being escorted off the field by his coaching staff. And they're trying to get him off the field. The Brewers and Rays all surrounding each other between home and first base. Abner Uribe is in the dugout. Quentin Berry making sure that he stays put. Now he says, I just need some Gatorade. He's going to get some water. He's trying to cool himself down a little bit. And it looks like it might take a second to sort this all out for the umpiring crew. Ricky Weeks is wandering out there. Remember, Pat Murphy already ejected. Freddie Peralta was ejected. And now, punches were thrown in front of first base, and Jose Siri was in the middle of it. Willie Adames and Randy Arozarena, they're friends that go way back. They got their arms around each other over by first base, just looking on to see what exactly has transpired here. Most of the Rays are starting to head back to the dugout now. Let's Go Brewers has broke out at American Family Field amongst the crowd. Contreras and Ahmed Rosario are chatting. They look to be smiling as well. Now the umpire is getting the Brewers back in the dugout. And what will Chris Guccione decide to do here? Certainly you would think there are going to be ejections headed probably both dugouts way. But we will wait and see what the actual ruling is. That got heated very quickly. Siri grounded out, and it was a 3-1 putout. So Uribe was at the bag as Siri was coming through the bag, and words were exchanged, and then things escalated from there. Ricky Weeks is looking on. Kevin Cash has his arms folded looking on as well. The umpires have got together between home plate and first base, and they're talking this thing through. I feel like in some ways, and I hate to point too much blame at the umpires, but this thing got escalated a couple of innings ago when it didn't have to be. And a bunch of temperatures got raised as a result of it. Uribe looked back at Siri after he got to the first base bag, and then Siri started walking at him, and Uribe and Siri both looked like they threw punches. So now Ricky Weeks is going to get the explanation. You've been a part of these in the past.
Well, you know, I don't know if this is something that took place earlier before this series started. But it didn't back off any once they had contact with each other. It escalated.
You would imagine that Siri and Uribe will be ejected.
I would think so.
I think that would be it.
I don't know if this was something that goes back before tonight and before this series started. That's the first thing I thought. But we'll never know. And until this thing gets settled tonight and we get a couple of changes, we are going to have new people in the game. But that happened rather quickly. And it escalated. And it's still getting rather testy with some Tampa Bay fans who are in the stands. And we don't want anything to get out of hand as far as that goes. But there was nothing overly exciting about anything that happened tonight, with the exception of what you talked about a minute ago. Chris Guccione ejecting Freddy Peralta from the game for a hit batter, and that was Siri, after Siri earlier in the game hit a home run. But he didn't make any kind of a big deal, the way he ran the home run or anything else.
Yeah, I agree. That looked like any kind of home run trot we see.
Yep.
In this day and age in Major League Baseball. So if you're going to bring somebody in to try to cool everybody's temperature down, Hobie Milner's a good guy to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And he is coming in, and he's getting as much time as he needs to get warmed up here to take over on the mound in the eighth inning. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen, and we will be back after this. 8-2 Brewers here in the top of the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
When you're a working mom like me, time is precious. Between soccer practice, dance classes, and music lessons, I barely have time and energy left for dinner. But I found a nice little pick-me-up for dessert. Cedar Crest cake pints, like cherry cheesecake. Now I can have my cake and ice cream, too. It's easy, and you know it's delicious because it's Cedar Crest. It's the homemade taste that you don't have to make at home. Look for it in the frozen food section of your local grocer. And remember, if you've got a big family, better get more than just one.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
8-2 Brewers. Hobie Milner takes over on the mound here in the top of the eighth. Yandy Diaz is the batter. Abner Uribe ejected from this game, so Hobie facing Diaz here. And the 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. The second time tonight the Brewers have had a pitcher ejected and had to bring a reliever out of the bullpen in cold. This is lifted out towards right. Going back is Churio onto the warning track to make the catch for the second out of the inning. And there's two down for Richie Palacios. Tonight's eighth inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, representing 9,000 skilled union laborers throughout Wisconsin. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's LIUNA, and feel the power. So here's Palacios. First pitch from Milner misses down and away with a breaking ball, and it's 1-0. Palacios is 1-for-3 tonight, had an RBI single back in the sixth. The pitch. In there with a breaking ball for his strike, and it's 1-1. Hobie Milner, always a steady hand. Very dependable left-handed reliever for the Crew. Missed inside here with a sinker, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. And that was in on Palacios, and he spun out of the way. Two-one pitch. Swing and a miss. Very half-hearted effort at that breaking ball down and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Palacios. Milner brings home the pitch, and he got him looking. Fastball nailed the outside edge. Palacios strikes out, and Milner comes on and retires the two batters that he faces after all of that controversy here in the top of the eighth. 8-2 as we go to the bottom of eight on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Changes for the Rays. Of course, Jose Siri ejected from this game, so Randy Rosarena moves to center field. Nico Goodrum is in the game in left field, and Manuel Rodriguez takes over on the mound for Tampa Bay. It is an 8-2 Brewers lead as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at American Family Field, and William Contreras to lead things off for the Crew. Rodriguez brings home the first pitch to William, and it's a chopper towards third. Big hop for the third baseman, Paredes. He throws to first and retires Contreras for out number one. Well, it's Shandy season. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, a refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. Here's Rhys Hoskins. On a wild night here in Milwaukee, there has been a lot to talk about in this one. The pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. I'll be honest, waking up this morning, you were kind of excited to come to the ballpark and maybe get a more routine game after the 2 days previous. A one swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. But not to be the case. This one probably the most interesting of the last three games. O-2 pitch outside. Hoskins takes it for a ball. It's 1-2. Thiago Vieira getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. 1-2 to Hoskins, and a check swing foul. That might have got a piece of Rortvedt behind the plate. He's in a little bit of pain, asks for a new baseball. Chris Guccione obliges him and tosses it back out to Rodriguez. 1-2 the count now on Hoskins. Rhys has been hit by a pitch tonight. He's walked Officially 0 for 2 for Hoskins. 1-2 pitch, and he was able to check on a pitch down low. That was the slider from Rodriguez. It's 2-2. 8-2 Brewers, bottom of the eighth inning. 2-2 pitch. Lined in the left for a base hit for Reese Hoskins. So Hoskins reaches with one out. His first hit of the night. He's now 1-for-3. And here is Tyler Black. What a debut it's been for Tyler Black. A double back in the third. A single in the fifth in front of the Willy Adames three-run home run. And then he flied out to the wall in right back in the sixth inning. Rodriguez brings home the pitch. And Black took a strike at the knees. It's 0-1. Hoskins hit first, one away. Black just called up today from AAA Nashville. 0-1, missed outside. It's 1-1. Bounced in the dirt, goes all the way back to the backstop, and Hoskins moves up 90 feet on the wild pitch. So Hoskins gets himself into scoring position, and it's a 2-1 count on Tyler Black. Been a tough night behind the plate for Rortfett. He's taken a handful of foul balls off of the gear. He's had to work hard tonight for Tampa Bay. 2-1. Black took it outside, and it's 3-1. Fastball at 98 that time. Rodriguez looking in. Rortfett sets up outside, and the 3-1 pitch. Lined out towards left, racing back is Goodrum in front of the warning track to make the catch for the second out. Hit off the end of the bat by Black. And he flies out a couple of steps shy of the warning track. And he is 2-for-4 tonight. Hoskins stays put at second, and now here's Willy Adames. Well, after the drama in the top of the eighth inning, I think what we need to do is get these two teams together for some Pine River Cold Pack cheese spreads. Maybe some Usinger brats, some Cedar Crest ice cream. Sort this whole thing out. Pitch to Adames, misses down and in, 1-0. That'll get everybody on the same page. Everybody can agree on that. Pine River Cold Pack cheese spreads on a cracker, on a brat. 1-0. Adames takes low. 2-2. And of course, all those great flavors of Cedar Crest ice cream and their custard. That is a triple play right there. Pitch to Adames. Lined foul above the Brewers dugout, and it's 2-1. Pine River Cold Pack cheese spreads, Usinger sausage, and Cedar Crest ice cream. Willie's had a good night. He's 1-for-2, but he's driven in 4. Chance to drive in another one here. 2-1. Ground ball. Backhanded deep in the hole by the shortstop Caballero. He two hops it over to first, and he gets it there in time to retire Adames and the side. Brewers strand a runner here in the bottom of the eighth. We go to the ninth. It's an 8-2 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Clubhouse manager Tony Migliaccio and Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker.
Hey, Bob, I had a box from Usinger's here. Have you seen it?
Buddy.
It was a big box with Usinger's on the side. Are you sure? It was right here.
No, I haven't seen it.
Because it looks a lot like that box strapped on the back of your bike that says Usinger's.
Oh, that box. Those are hats.
They must really be cool hats, Bob. The box has frost on the side.
You got to keep them refrigerated. See ya.
Look for Usinger's Fine Sausage at your local grocer.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's an 8-2 lead for the Brewers. We go to the top of the ninth inning, and Thiago Vieira takes over on the mound. And to take you the rest of the way home, here's Bob Uecker. Were you down there?
I was over in a Tampa Bay radio booth. I'm going to go with those guys.
Did it get a little heated over there? Or is everybody good?
Not anymore.
You took care of it?
I couldn't help it.
That turned quickly. They were all in here taking pictures with you before the game.
Oh, man. Arroz Arena to lead things off. Thiago Vieira is the new pitcher for the Crew. First offering in for a strike, missing down low and away, and it's even. One ball and one strike. 8-2, Brewers have the lead. Vieira trying to finish this one up. And the pitch is right in there. Good fastball that time. Ball one and strike two. New sign, and Vieira deals again. That time he missed upstairs. Two balls and two strikes now. Arozarena pop up and a couple of strikeouts for him tonight. Vieira deals again. That one is chopped back toward Vieira, and he'll pick it up and throw him out. One up and one down. Itzhak Paredes is going to be the batter. 10. Kent, did we ever get our attendance tonight? 21, 1-2-4, okay. And Vieira deals a little bit high on a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Final game of the series tomorrow afternoon and the homestand. Vieira deals, bouncer hit foul to the dugout. Third base side. One ball and one strike on Paredes. Tampa Bay has managed only four hits in the game. Good on the outside corner. They've got a couple of runs on four hits. Brewers own the hit column. 10-4 in game two. Trying to win their second game on the homestand. Ball one and strike two. Vieira deals again. That one's hit foul again up along the third base side. Post-game show will follow our broadcast tonight. Stick around. All the other scores around baseball. Winners and losers. Today's and tonight's home run hitters. Paredes stepping out momentarily and now back in there. Vieira set to work. Here it is. Fouled again. And that one off the dugout area. Third base side. That one almost nailed one of the Tampa Bay players. One ball and two strikes.
Here he comes again, and that one almost hit him. Look out, Thiago. Got Guccione back there tonight, man. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Hit in the air and out of here and foul. Ah, one of those nights. That's all. Be a new day tomorrow, new game tomorrow. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Swinging a fly ball, hit to shallow left and gonna drop. Weimer couldn't catch up to it. A good battle. Paredes wins that one. Soft single to left. Ahmad Rosario is going to be the batter now.
In other news, Uke, the Dodgers are visiting the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight, and that game has not started yet. It is in a delay in Arizona.
A delay in Arizona? They got a roof.
A B delay.
Uh-oh. And the pitch. Good on the outside corner. A strike. Bumblebees?
There are bees.
Uh-oh.
So prevalent, they've had to evacuate one section, and they haven't been able to start the game.
Wow. And the 0-1 delivery is popped foul and on a play. I was going to say, they got a roof there.
Yeah. A swarm of bees behind home plate has delayed the start of the game.
Wow. Two strikes. Vieira deals again, and he got him looking. Outside corner fastball strikes him out. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Well, a swarm of bees would be honeybees and would be danger. Yeah, depending on how big the swarm is. You got problems. Strike on the outside corner with a slider.
We see bee delays occasionally during spring training.
Absolutely.
Down there. Every once in a while.
Yep. One strike delivery. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Two strikes now on Ramirez. Trying to close it out here. One on. Vieira set to work. 0-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Struck him out, and this one is over. Another Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin strikeout. He blew him away with a fastball. They get a hit. Leave one. Final 8-2 Brewers. Back with the totals and the summaries after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
PN.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you in part by Sitco, Miller Lite, It's Miller Time, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Usinger's and Baseball, It's Just Not Summer Without Them, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Markets, Pumps Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Labor's District Council. And they even the series with a win tonight.
Yeah, the crew came back in a big way offensively over the course of this game tonight. 8 runs on 10 hits, no errors, and they would leave 8 for Tampa Bay. 2 runs on 5 hits, there was 1 error, and they would strand 4. The winning pitcher, Freddie Peralta, he goes 5 1/3, gives up just the 1 hit, ends up giving up 2 runs, no walks, and 7 strikeouts. He was ejected from this game, otherwise he would have gone longer. He only threw 66 pitches. The loss goes to Tyler Alexander. He falls to 1-1. It took 2 hours and 47 minutes in front of 21,124 fans here tonight on the debut night of Brewers infielder Tyler Black, who had a very good performance. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs, who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like, and believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance.
They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price.
And help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Well, that is our game report for tonight. We'll be back with you again tomorrow, 11:35. And our pregame show gets underway. And then game 3 in the series, Zach Eflin against Colin Ray. Until then, this is Bob Uecker along with Lane Grindle, Kent Sommerfeld, inviting you to stay tuned for Lane and the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. That's coming up next. Once again, the final score from American Family Field here in Milwaukee. It's the Brewers 8 and the Tampa Bay Rays 2. So long, everybody. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Save big money on everything at Menards. Get the last roof you'll ever need with Menards Steel Roofing. It's durable, offers superior wind and hail resistance, and is available in cut-to-your-length panels for fast installation. Steel Roofing is on sale now at Menards through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of steel roofing and see the rest of our deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Bob, what are you planting over there?
Oh, hey, Tony, check out my brat farm.
Brat farm?
Yeah, got some nice Usinger's Cajuns over there, some pre-cooked here, and my favorites, the Mr. Baseball's brats right there by the canned corn.
Do you think they're actually going to grow?
Oh, you betcha. You should see some of the knockwurst I got out of here last year.
Mm-mm. That's amazing.
Hey, this green thumb isn't just from foul tips, buddy.
I usually get my Usinger's brats at the store.
Ah, if you can't grow them, buy them. Whatever works, man.
Ah. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodman's. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big-time money on honey and tea.
12-ounce Bargain Bee Honey, just $2 for $5. Or 20-count Bigelow Tea, $2 for $5.
I caramba, hot prices on honey and tea.
Bargain Bee, $2 for $5. Bigelow, also $2 for $5.
Enjoy honey and tea season and save lots of money.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned.
It's Woodman's.
And we welcome you into American Family Field. There were fireworks tonight because the Brewers scored eight runs, and there were some fireworks on the field as well. We had ejections. In fact, four total ejections in this game tonight. Pat Murphy was ejected. Freddie Peralta was ejected. And then later in the game, Jose Siri and Abner Uribe both ejected as well. But the Brewers get the victory, 8-2, and they get back in the win column. The Brewers improve to 18-11 now on the season. Let's jump into the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Hey, at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee, they're about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold. A huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. State-of-the-art venue opens on May the 3rd. Brewers win this one 8-2. And the Cubs lose in New York 4-2, so the Brewers back in first place in the NL Central by a half game. Other finals from earlier today in Major League Baseball. The Rangers, winners at home over the Nationals 7-1. Texas improves to 16-14 now on the year. Boston shuts out San Francisco at Fenway Park. The Red Sox off to a good start. They're 17-13. Told you the Mets defeat the Cubs. Cubs fall to 18-12. That was a 4-2 final. Royals get back in the win column tonight with a win up north in Toronto, 4-1 over the Blue Jays. Kansas City, 18-13 now on the year. Miami wins a matchup of NL cellar dwellers. The Marlins, 7-6 over the Rockies. Miami now 7-24 on the year, while the Rockies fall to 7-22. Baltimore takes down the Yankees by a score of 4-2 at Camden Yards. Doubleheader in Detroit. And the Tigers winning the second game 11-6 after the Cardinals came from behind in the ninth inning to knock off the Tigers in game one 2-1. So the Cardinals now sit at 14-16 on the year. Told you, they're in a delay in Arizona. It's a B delay at Chase Field between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. They have not gotten that game started yet. Bottom of the third in Oakland, and the A's out to a 2-1 lead on Pittsburgh. Philadelphia leads the Angels in Anaheim 3-1 in the top of the fourth. Padres lead the Reds 1-0 at Petco Park. That game's also in the bottom of the fourth, as is Seattle leading Atlanta 2-0 in Seattle. Bottom of the seventh in Houston, tie game between the Guardians and the Astros. And they're in the bottom of the ninth in Chicago, the Twins with a 6-5 lead currently over the White Sox. Brewers win this one 8-2. That was your final. The crew had 13 Ortho ASAP strikeouts tonight. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today and learn more at orthowisconsin.com. We'll take a break, come back. If Pat Murphy's at the podium, we'll let you listen to the Brewers manager after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Is the perfect time to step up your comfort game with a Carrier Home Comfort System. Receive tax credits of up to $2,600 when you choose a qualifying Carrier heating and cooling system. Turn to the experts at Carrier and ask about tax credits, local rebates, and financing available for qualified buyers. Carrier, proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Find your local dealer at carriermilwaukee.com.
Subscribe to ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and get notified when we hit the air live and see original digital content too. Watch, listen, interact. ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
8-2, the final. Brewers over the Rays. This is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. Let's go down to the Brewers media room. Pat Murphy is meeting with the media right now.
Thing, I'm sure, but there was a lot that transpired between that.
Yeah, I mean, great win for our club, man. You know, like the great win. We had been in some tough ones lately, and they came out really, really focused. Freddie was great. Yeah, that was a great performance by Freddie, which guys have a lot of confidence playing behind him. And then got some big hits, none bigger than Adames's three-run homer, but Tyler Black in his first major league game. It's just a thrill to be part of that and see what he does. I mean, that was really cool. You know, he just got in today, didn't know about it till late last night, and then didn't know if his parents got here or not. I know they were in Mexico, I heard, and they got here. All right, it's great news. And, have a great first night, his first day on the team. Did you know that?
Yeah.
What number?
Number 7.
Yeah, good. Paying attention. Do you know him? Tyler Black? New player. I'm thrilled. You know, there's a lot of good performances tonight, but Terrain came up big for us again. A couple knocks and, you know, yeah.
You guys have kind of needed to have a next man up type mentality with everything you've dealt with so far. Is what Black did tonight just kind of a continuation of that? Here he goes down with the injury, he gets subbed in and immediately makes
right.
An impact.
I think that is, you know, these young guys with young energy, they're dying and they feed off each other. They see their partner that they went through the minor leagues with and they see them doing well, and I think it's contagious and it becomes a standard of how to play and I can do it, and that's exciting. That's exciting.
Can you break down what happened when Freddie got ejected, what you saw and what the umps did?
Yeah, you know, I think it's best if I just don't say anything right now. I mean, that's the best way. I'm not trying to lawyer up or anything like that. I think it's best if we just leave it, there'll be a lot of commentary on it. I'm sure the league will look at it fully. I hope they get to look at it. I hope they have an audio of the thing, and then we'll just see what happens.
Where Freddie was so calm, though, like he didn't react really. You know, it's like there were more reactions around him. Do you think like he understood why?
I'm not sure what went on with all that. I really am not. You know, all I can say is I'm glad nobody got seriously hurt, and you know, there's a lot of emotion in the game, and I think the way the game ended last night, there's a lot of emotion, and I think it lends itself to more emotion, you know, and then things happen between people. You don't know the history of everything. All I know is that I'm better off not saying anything because I need to think through it and talk through it and see what really happened and get all the facts before I represent the Brewers by making any comments or anything like that.
Did you see what happened with Abner there at the end of the game on the monitor or anything? Or
I was on an 8-second delay or whatever that is in there, so I had no idea until it was delayed. Sorry. So, yeah.
Do you anticipate suspension for him because of what happened, or is it just still?
I'm anticipating anything. I just hope, you know, the truth comes out.
How about the job by Elvis and Hobie to come in, in that situation?
Tough scenario, you know, like that's not easy with emotions running that high, and there's some spirit in the air, you know, to settle down and do that. And Vieira threw the ball really, really well too at the end. So, the job that Elvis and Milner and Vieira did was crucial.
That's Pat Murphy following tonight's 8-2 victory. A lot to talk about, a lot to discuss, and I'm sure in the next 24 hours there will be plenty of that. But, of course, the Brewers back on the field in a lot less than 24 hours. They're back on the field and playing Game 3 of this series at 12:10 tomorrow afternoon. Hey, for every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And so far this season, OAW has donated $3,600 for the 36 home runs to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Also time for our home run distance recap. And the Willie Adames blast that came in the fifth inning, a three-run shot, that was 400 feet on the button. Home run distance is brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. When we come back, we'll listen into the highlights of this one, Brewers 8-2 over the Rays. This is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
At least 3 business days before you plan to dig will help you know what's below and can prevent a hazardous situation. Our representatives will mark the underground utilities on your property for free. So remember, stay safe and call before you dig.
Lee Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
A recap after every single Bucks game in 6 minutes. Bucks in Six, a Bucks Plus audio production. Find it at bucks.com/plus on the Bucks app or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Back with you on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show, 8-2 Brewers over the Rays. Here tonight at American Family Field, the series tied at a game apiece. Time now for the highlights. They're brought to you by Prevea Health. At Prevea Health, we're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. In addition to world-class medical care, you can also expect the perfect dose of compassion, empathy, and kindness. Prevea Health, doctor-led and specializing in you. Well, the Brewers trying to get on the board early in this one after failing to score in last night's game, and they would waste little time. Freddy Peralta with a 1-2-3 top of the first, and then William Contreras would lead off against Tyler Alexander with a single. Hoskins would work a walk. After Sanchez would bounce into a fielder's choice, he would come up with a little bit of an issue with his hamstring. He was holding that hamstring, came out of the game. So Tyler Black, who was called up today, into the game to run for Sanchez and make his major league debut. One batter later, Willie Adames would lift a sac fly into center field to score Contreras, and the Brewers had a 1-0 lead at that point in time. Then the Brewers would watch Freddy Peralta really get rolling, and he'd get helped out by his defense right out of the gate in the top of the second. Isaac Paredes at the plate, and Joey Weimer with the glove.
Freddy deals again, a swing and a drive into left. This is going to be caught by Joey Weimer with a leaping grab, and he pulled it back in here. Joey Weimer in that left field corner right at the pole reached up and pulled it back.
It would have been gone. Joey Weimer with a spectacular play out there in left. Another 1-2-3 inning for Freddy Peralta in the top of the second. Bottom of the second, crew would get back to work. After Ortiz struck out, Churio would single. He would steal second base, and that would set up this at-bat for Bryce Terang.
Ball two and strike two. Ready to work and coming back. Line to left center. Going to get a run in. Here comes Churio. Terang, a big turn. He'll hold on a nice piece of hitting.
One batter later, Joey Weimer would roll a ground ball perfectly up the third baseline. Paredes would miss it, and nobody was covering third, so Terang would streak from first to third. As Weimer was at first, they had him on the corners for Contreras. He'd lift a sac fly into right, and the Brewers led it 3-0. In the top of the third, with two outs, Jose Siri would launch a home run out to left. It was a blast of 450-plus feet. And the Rays were on the board, a 3-1 ball game at that point. Black then would come to the plate in the bottom of the third to lead things off. He would lace a double off the glove of Jose Siri in center for his first big league hit. Then Adames would walk, but the Brewers would be unable to cash in on that leadoff double. They would strand a couple of runners in the third. Peralta was rolling, another 1-2-3 fourth. Brewers unable to get anything accomplished in the fourth themselves, and Peralta would work through a scoreless fifth inning. In the bottom of the fifth, Brewers back to work. Hoskins hit by a pitch. Then Black would single, and that set up this at-bat for Willie Adames.
Lopez is running, coming back. This one hit to left center and deep. Way back. Get up! Get up! Get out of here and gone for Willie Adames. He just hit one out of here with a couple of runners on. Towering drive to the Brewers bullpen in left center. He got it all. It's his fourth of the year.
So the Brewers in control at that point. Peralta was cruising. He would strike out Caballero to start up the top of the sixth inning. Then he would hit Jose Siri on a 3-0 count. Chris Guccione, the home plate umpire and the crew chief, would elect to eject Freddy Peralta from the game. Pat Murphy would then subsequently also be ejected, arguing with Guccione. That got pretty heated. Ricky Weeks would help pull Pat Murphy back and into the dugout and back up into the clubhouse. And so Ricky Weeks would manage this game the rest of the way. Yandy Diaz would then strike out after Elvis Peguero came into this game. Then Richie Palacios with an RBI single would make it a 6-2 ball game, but then Peguero would strike out Orozarena. Really did a good job considering the situation Elvis Peguero had to come into. Nothing for the crew in the sixth. In the top of the seventh, Peguero would work around a little bit of trouble after giving up a couple of hits and put up another zero. Bottom of the seventh, Brewers looking for some insurance. A 6-2 lead with two outs. Ortiz would work a walk. He would steal second base. Churio would walk. And then Bryce Terang came to the plate. 2-1, ripped into right center field. This is going to plug the gap and roll all the way to the wall for Bryce Terang. Ortiz is in. Churio around third. He will score. It's a two-run double for Terang. And the insurance the Brewers were looking for. 8-2 Milwaukee. So Terang with a really good night. He's on base three times. He drives in three runs, a single and a double for him. He finished 2-for-3 on the evening. Brewers feeling pretty good about things. We go to the top of the eighth inning, and Abner Ribe came on to pitch for the crew. He would get Jose Siri to ground out, and then the benches would clear. As Siri was walking towards Ribe after Ribe walked back towards the mound, Ribe heard something from Siri, and the two got face to face. Eventually, some swings were taken. I don't know that anything was really landed by either side, but ejections ensued. The benches cleared. Those two would be the only two that would get ejected from that fracas. And then Hobie Milner would come in. He would get Diaz to fly out, Palacios to strike out looking, and the Brewers would go on and hold on and win this one by a final of 8-2 with Vieira getting the final three outs in the ninth inning. Brewers win it, and they improve to 18-11 on the season. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold, with a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens on May 3rd. We're back to wrap things up and give you the Down on the Farm report after this on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show on the Brewers Radio Network.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Back with you on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. 8-2 Brewers over the Rays tonight. Time for the Down on the Farm report. It is brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Stop by Blaine's Farm and Fleet for all your lawn and garden needs like fertilizer, gardening supplies, lawn mowers, and so much more. Or shop online at farmandfleet.com. Low A Carolina, an 8-3 winner at home over Columbia tonight. They're off to a 16-6 start. Wisconsin drops one at home to Great Lakes, 6-4. They're 15-7. Double A Biloxi is postponed at Tennessee, and Nashville falls at home to Norfolk, 11-5. Your final there. That's going to do it for us. Our next broadcast is coming your way tomorrow on Dan.